I thought it was a great night. The video they used, Jacksonville in Motion, I thought really touched it off. It was sort of the centerpiece, and it was interesting. I talked to a few people going in and coming out of the stadium, and asking them the question of why were they there? What was the thing that they were driving? And I don't know, maybe a third of the folks said they were there. You know, for you know, the soccer match was sort of the thing they were really looking forward to walking in. Mm-hmm. Walking out, everybody was talking about the scoreboard. You know, I'm certain Carrie Underwood had a draw for a lot of folks, but there were a lot of people in there who were not particular country music fans, who may not have been particular soccer fans, but they wanted to be there. And it sort of had that feeling of, you know, the place to see and be seen.
Uh-huh.
I was doing the public address announcing, and I was up there in the booth, which is all the way down at the north end of the West club level. And so I could see down into the pavilion area and see a very, you know, right over one of the pools, and you saw a lot of folks coming in there, and Shad Khan walks up to the pools, and people are talking to him, and Artis Gilmore is there, and city councilmen are walking. I mean, it was sort of the
slapping backs and shaking hands.
There was a lot of that, and you know what? I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have as we heard from the sports economist in the first segment, you can have a disagreement on how much of an impact something is going to have based on an expenditure, but it certainly now does give those scoreboards and the pools certainly give Jacksonville Stadium, give Everbank Field a presence that they didn't have. Where there's something notable there when you see Jerry's World, Cowboys Stadium, you see it and you go, okay, I know where that is. You immediately understand what that is. We really didn't have that. The pirate ship down in Tampa with the Buccaneers. Now in Jacksonville, we have something that we can tell people around the country, hey, this is, oh yeah, we've got the world's largest video boards. And so I think for a lot of fans, it's a source of pride. I saw some comments on social media. People were actually tearing up during the video,
wow,
which may have been a little unexpected. But folks who were really excited about what was going on, not the least of which being Jaguars president Mark Lamping, who said that the night certainly surpassed his expectations.
That was, you know, four or five times better than I thought it was going to be. You know, you can't script these things. You know, when we started this project, you know, the community didn't have this love affair with Gus. They've had a love affair with Shad since the moment he arrived. And then Fulham comes into town, and, you know, it's always better when you win, even though this was a friendly and in some respects a meaningless game. I know it wasn't meaningless to Shad and to Felix and the players. You know, getting Carrie Underwood to come here, we're just fired up. This is a great way to start the season, and we think so many huge things are ahead for us in this community.
You're talking about Gus Bradley as well, who got into the act. The Jaguars head coach got to introduce Carrie Underwood, and as usual, he was very positive about the evening.
I talked to numerous people that said, you know, after watching that video, why would you want to live anywhere else after seeing that video? And it created that kind of emotion. And I know for me, just standing there and watching it, and that was my second time seeing it, I think that's what, you know, I felt as well. And so I just thought it was a great night and a great showcase and something that, you know, we'd always talk about, this city deserves it. Well, I think that they can take a lot of excitement in that.
Yeah, the Jaguars continue training camp tonight. They're going to do something unusual. They're holding training camp at Bartram Trail High School, 6 o'clock tonight. The last time the Jaguars held a training camp practice without another team somewhere other than downtown Jacksonville, it was the inaugural season back in 1995 when they trained at Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Wow.
So a little bit of a departure
and
from the norm.
It's sold out, isn't it, Cole?
Yeah, you had to sign up ahead of time to go down there. I'll be down there, obviously, covering to see how it's going to look. But it's going to be interesting to see how the reaction is down at Bartram Trail. So that's the football side of things. And to backtrack a little bit on soccer.
They did play soccer the other night.
They did, 3-0 Fulham. We've been calling this the summer of soccer in Jacksonville, which it really has been. Also, the Armada held open tryouts this past weekend. About 175 young men there to try to catch the eye of the Armada. Well, maybe it's 174 young men and one not so young. Joseph Devlin turns 43 next week. Let's hear it for the
40-something.
He did. So
how'd he do?
Well, let's ask him.
I thought it was good. I thought I held my own, quite honestly. I could see the experience factor, but then I can also see the fitness factor. I could definitely be more fit compared to them.
You have kids?
I do. I have four, actually. And this is basically to, you know, be a role model for them and to show them that, you know, they can do whatever they want or at least attempt to do it.
What are your expectations then for this whole thing? You know, in, you're talking about what kind of lesson you want to show your kids, but what about out here?
Trying to prove that age isn't a number. You know, is it probably? Yes. But, you know, I just want to accomplish the fact that I did it and know that tomorrow I can know that I did it and I can feel proud of myself, actually.
I love that. Trying to prove the age is not a number, is it? Probably. But, you know, great
attitude.
Let's
hear for the old guys. I mean, the people that are our age.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was realizing. I was talking to the oldest guy trying out, and he's my age. So we'll be keeping our eye on how Joseph Devlin does. One more soccer note quickly. Congrats to the Jacksonville FC girls under 15 soccer team. They won the national championship in Maryland this weekend. So the summer of soccer continues in Jacksonville.
Kudos to them, and stay cool out there if you're going out to see soccer or anything. It's steamy out there.
Yep.
Culpepper, always great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Melissa.